With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is not backing down one bit in its war on individuals it identifies as narco-terrorists.
The Southern Command says it's conducted a strike on a boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence to back up the claim. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
And saying the U.S. was responsible. I'm Ben Thomas.
Parts of Wisconsin are buried beneath 2 feet of snow. It's a result of a massive winter storm that pummeled the plains, the upper Midwest, and the Great Lakes before moving into the Northeast. Travel on roads and in the air has been snarled. There are hundreds of thousands of power outages as well. A National Guard deployment in New Orleans, authorized by President Trump, begins today. Part of a heavy security presence for New Year's celebrations comes a year after an attack on Bourbon Street left 14 people dead. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the extra security is welcome.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras. Okay, so that is something that we do know, and we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
Some 350 Guard members will be on the streets of New Orleans. A new Russian nuclear-capable missile system has been deployed to active service in Belarus, that according to the Russian Defense Ministry. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 39 points, NASDAQ futures 36 points lower. This is SRN News. 2025 saw a devastating revelation from Gallup.
The iconic polling organization reports that in the past decade, the U.S. saw an immense decline in the number of people who still feel that religion is an important part of their daily lives, from 66% in 2015 to just 49% now. Gallup says, quote, such large declines in religiosity are rare. Since 2007, only 14 out of more than 160 countries in the world poll have experienced drops of more than 15 percentage points in religious importance over any 10-year period. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says that he had spoken explicitly with Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life." This is SRN News. Federal air safety investigators are working to pinpoint the cause of the weekend mid-air collision of two helicopters over southern New Jersey. Neither pilot survived.
Police in New Jersey, where two helicopters crashed Sunday, confirmed the second pilot has also died. 65-year-old Kenneth Kirsch had survived what the FAA is investigating as a mid-air collision and was medevaced to the hospital but did not make it. The other pilot, 71-year-old Michael Greenberg, died at the scene. The pair were friends and were eating breakfast that morning at Sal Filipino's Cafe at Hamilton Airport.
I saw one go down, and then I saw the other one go down, and it was a little bit of disbelief.
The pilots were the only two aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Australian police say an investigation that extended to the Philippines, investigation of two men accused of killing 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival, has uncovered no evidence that they were part of a broader terrorist cell. More details, srnnews.com.